Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. This is a special edition of the show coming to you from multiple sites. We are worldwide at American Forces Radio, coast to coast on great radio stations like this one. I'm looking out at the skyline of Chicago. It's gorgeous right now.
Say and hi to my daughter.
It's the first day of spring. I think one of my
She's
sons is
home.
Coming over.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So Rush Street finally shut down. Well,
walk of shame.
With me in the portable Napa Auto Parts studios, it's comedian Tim Cavanaugh on his way to the Funny Farm in Youngstown, Ohio this Friday and Saturday. Back home in our home studios, I know the Orange Insoles sports desk features Chick McGee, the man who has the first two picks right in NCAA men's competition.
Yes, sir.
He's also doing his picks in the CLIT competition.
Nope, CIT, college invitational.
Oh, it's not the ladies' tournament? Okay. No. And then we have Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. I hear Josh chuckling. I know that comedian Pat Godwin is in there once again looking for a gig this weekend because he thought he had one and doesn't. So that was kind of confusing. Our engineer, of course, the legend himself, Ace Cosby. How is everybody? Now, Tim is prepared to do his famous birthday segment.
I am.
Very excited about
How
this.
How is everybody? Not that even a second for anybody to say anything. How is everybody? Okay, we have Tim.
Well, see, we have a problem here. The coffee at WLS Radio, apparently.
It's just like it is here?
Oh, yeah. This is ultra-caffeinated.
Oh, God.
Nice. Yeah.
I've got two cups, and I'm flying.
Great.
Super. That's great.
I'm
and the window does open.
I'm not sure. Does open now. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I can fly out the window.
I believe I can fly. This is his hound. This is R. Kelly's town.
Yeah, we need to get a physician on the phone. Is there such a thing as too much caffeine causing anal tightening? I am really.
No, we know it'll ring out your colon though.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why.
You know that, right?
Chicago will do that.
It's a stopper. Yeah. Well, now we're ready for the famous Tim Cavanaugh birthday segment.
Hey, everybody. It's time once again for Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. I'm comedian Tim Cavanaugh.
Yes, you are.
The great magician Harry Houdini was born this month back in 1874. He died at the age of 52 on Halloween night at a hospital in Detroit. While his family grieved, they did take some consolation from the fact that he finished first in the hospital's Halloween costume contest thanks to a spot-on dead magician costume.
Oh, wow.
Houdini's victory that night snapped the 3-year winning streak of Sister Mary Margaret, the comatose nun. I'm sorry. Rick Ocasek turns 70 this month.
Wow.
Back in 1990, he married 5'11" Czechoslovakian model Paulina Poroskova.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought, wow, that's a really big check for a pretty ugly car.
Wow. Nice. That's a strong Czechoslovakian joke. You don't get a lot
you
of them.
Don't. This is the second Czechoslovakian joke that you won't like nearly as well. All right. Turning 51 this month is singer Celine Dion. She was the youngest of 14 children.
Yikes.
Her father was a butcher who was famous for saying, after fathering all these kids, I'll have tenderloins the rest of my life.
Didn't his wife say that?
His wife was famous for saying, get that horrid thing away from me.
I see. All right.
England's Prince Edward turns 55 this month. He's 10th in line to the throne, which happened to me once at a Chicago Cubs game, and it was the most uncomfortable 25 minutes I've ever had. Actor Sharon Stone turned 61 this month, which reminds me of a riddle. What's the difference between a kidney stone and Sharon Stone? A kidney stone is a lot less annoying.
Wow.
A Sharon Stone is...
I thought it was something about a kidney stone doesn't flash beef shots.
Well, let me write that one down.
Beef shots.
That was... Okay, we're taking the...
Hey, can I do my famous stage crew joke? Any stage crew guys here? Any stage crews?
Go ahead.
Were you a stage crew guy, Tim?
I was not.
Oh, well, you know the famous Sharon Stone thing where she spreads her legs in that movie? What was that movie called, Josh?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. You know that, and she claimed later on that, oh, I had no idea they were going to be doing that. Well, if you've ever been on a movie set, they have to take tape measures and measure how far away the distance is from the, you know, what you're shooting is, and they have to have special lights. But for that, they had a special light. This is, once again, a stage crew joke. That light is called a Fresnel. Boom! Thank you very much. Any stage crew guy out there from a certain era loves the old Fresnel joke. Sorry,
I'm not. I wasn't a.
It would have been a lot better if I'd. Next time, I'm bringing my own sound effects up here.
Chick played a sound effect. You just didn't hear it.
Wrong one.
I heard it. I heard it. It was good.
I think it was the right one. Editorial comment.
Well, someone just lost their vacation days.
Oh!
All right.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't aware I took any extra vacation days, but go ahead. Keep talking.
All right. Hey, how about let's get back to birthdays, everybody?
Yes, please.
Because that seems like it's everybody loves that.
Sure.
Hey, Harry Belafonte turned 92 earlier this month, or another way of saying it, he's 33,623 days old. Former New York Mets star Daryl Strawberry turns 57 this week. I've been working on a song about him. It's about how he dies and goes to hell.
Oh.
And his punishment for eternity is to stand out in right field for the Hell Athletics, never, ever getting a chance to bat. The song is called Strawberry Fields Forever.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Nice.
Born this week, back in 1475, was the great painter and sculptor Michelangelo. When I researched him for the Cavalcade, I was surprised to find that he was also a poet.
Oh.
Yeah, in fact, he wrote this famous poem. Artie Farty threw a party.
Yes,
all the farts were there. Tutti Frutti blew a beauty. We all went out for air.
Nice.
Who knew that he wrote that?
He wrote that.
In English, no less.
Oh, it's beautiful in the original Italian. it's almost a song in the original
Arturo Farturo.
You went with Michelangelo, not Michelangelo. Michelangelo sounds like it's somewhat insulting.
Michelangelo is... actually, part beer and part sculpture.
But if Michelangelo had been Irish, maybe, that would have been...
Michelangelo.
Okay.
Here's the second Czechoslovakian joke of the cavalcade.
And here it comes.
Czechoslovakian tennis star Ivan Lendl turns 59 this week.
Wow.
He won 8 Grand Slam titles, but I think his biggest victory came in 1981 when he beat Vitas Gerulaitis, the disease that had killed his father and grandfather.
That's nice too. Never forget.
Yep, that's what a victory. Turning 47 on St. Patrick's Day was soccer star Mia Hamm, who is better known to some as the grammatically correct I'm a Ham.
That's a beautiful piece of business.
Nice, Tim.
Let me tell you.
I told that joke to Mia Hamm one time and found out she has really
no sense of humor.
None whatsoever. Luther Burbank, America's most famous botanist.
Sure.
And I know, don't get into an argument about that, but I'm going with he's America's most famous botanist.
All right.
Was born 169 years ago this week. He was best known as a pioneer in crossbreeding plants. Some of his most famous hybrids include the buttercup, which he crossed with a peony, creating the pea in a cup. Oh, he was also the first to cross a marigold with marijuana, creating the pot of gold.
Oh, I see.
And finally, and this is, I'm wrapping up with this one because it's a true story and it's just weird. Happy birthday to Patty Hearst, who turns 65 years old today. Now, this is true. Back in 2015, she and her dog competed at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It turned out to be a great night for Patty. She had a Shih Tzu that was so good, it came in first in its category. Afterward, Patty was quoted as saying, "I can't believe I won. Last year, I finished a disappointing turd."
That's a true story.
That's a true story.
Yeah,
and that those is, quotes are accurate, as far as I know.
That is a man after Tom's heart, right there.
That wraps up another edition.
I thought there was going to be like a Stephen Weed joke, or maybe a
Stephen Weed, everybody,
or maybe a Symbionese Liberation
I'm
Army.
I'm still working on the Fresnel light.
Some well, stage crew guy better tell us.
Hey, you know what? I've run out of music, which means it wraps up another edition of Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. Till next time, remember, who needs a calendar when you got a Cavanaugh?
Thank you very much. That was very well done.
Does a Carolina Reaper basically leave you cold? Well, check this out. If you're a sort of person with a ridiculously high spice tolerance like Ace Cosby, there's a new chili sauce which offers a different sort of challenge. Introducing Scientific Steve's Venom Chili Sauce.
Lovely.
That sounds great.
This new hot sauce has been developed so it mimics the bite of a venomous spider.
Let me ask you something. Why is this a thing? Why is eating spicy food and why
I don't get it.
Why is that sought after? Why?
I don't know.
What big? How do you? What is satisfying about that?
Yes, isn't spice supposed to be nuanced and a certain subtlety and
sweating and wanting to vomit and cramping?
You want a hot wing? You want a hot wing? So, I mean, but Ace, you like it blistering hot.
You like it? I would stupid hot.
Oh, okay.
When we go to Thai restaurants, how do you order your Thai food?
They ask me how hot. I say, how do you make it?
Hot
as you can make it.
If
says.
You've ever been to a Thai restaurant,
that's
Thai hot.
Now, do you feel discomfort when you, or do you just like it? Do you like that?
I like it.
Okay,
like endorphins.
I got you.
Ace, when it comes out, does it?
Oh God, here we go.
True story.
Is it a ring of fire?
There's a gentleman, an entrepreneur who we all know, who later became a reverend at the Church of Marijuana.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah.
He had a barbecue place for a short time in the early 90s. And he had this sauce that was so hot. I mean, normally I can eat half a slab of ribs. This one, you can only get a couple bones down because the sauce was so hot.
Wow.
And you would later smell it.
Okay.
I see. It would emanate from certain areas.
But the place did not remain open, which...
Is a testament to his acumen. Acumen as a businessman.
Well, she's a lovely man.
He's got something. Scientific Steve, though, has a venom chili sauce. Once again, it's developed to mimic the bite of a venomous spider, specifically those of the Trinidad chevron tarantula's fangs, which leave victims with muscle spasms and burning pain.
Boy, that sounds awful. Delicious.
Why does the word fang make me laugh? Fang.
You Phyllis Diller fan?
My husband, Fang. I love that.
So I'd like the seizure and the seizure salad. That just doesn't appeal to me. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Instead of our lunch together.
Oh, our lunch together? You and I, Ace? What?
I'll take a bottle of that sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The vet is out of his mind.
Isn't there something, isn't it the Scoville rating?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's like a million Scoville for Carolina Reaper.
Is it?
Have you had a Carolina Reaper? Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow. Oh, yeah. With enthusiasm. You're out of your mind.
You got to wear gloves when you handle peppers that hot.
Yeah.
So what works? Water, milk? What do you drink afterwards?
Bread. You're supposed to eat bread.
And milk would be better than water, yes. Yeah. I drink Fresca. So.
Oh, God.
You drink a Fresca with hot stuff?
I can't handle a Fresca straight.
Fresca and raspberry vodka.
Josh?
Yes.
Josh, didn't the guys from Air Supply after drinking Fresca say, what was it again?
What kind of pussies would drink this?
Is that exactly. Yes, thank you very much. That's a callback. Thanks, Ren. Hey, Pat Godwin's in there. Hey, Pat, you got another song for us?
Sure. You know, it's weird with you being up there and us being here. There's
Woolly Mammoth.
We're communicating well, but, you know, yeah. we miss you.
This is nice.
It's a tribute.
So, Tom, you're in Chicago, and we're down here in a town we can't mention. Are you at a Sparty Pants convention or getting that operation? It's a transition. Wish you were here.
No, no laugh from Tom yet.
I can almost feel his anger.
Just waiting for the funny part.
Yeah, there you go.
How we wish you were here. We're all lost souls. Christy's got a cold. Chicks drinking beer. Josh brought a hooker to work. What a jerk. And I can't buy my own lunch. Wish you were here. He's laughing now.
Miss you a bunch.
Just go to our usual place, by the way. It's they got that my favorite chicken soup today.
They have a tab. Just put it on his tab.
Yeah, just put it on my tab.
Well, that's news to me.
Well, I need the name of that restaurant when we go off the air here.
Oh, yeah. They've got the beautiful chicken soup today. It's my favorite. I forget the name of it, but they've got it today.
How do you know that? Do they send you a text every morning?
No. Wednesdays and Thursdays they have that Mexican chicken soup.
What's chicken tortilla.
Chicken tortilla. Yeah.
Chicken tortilla. I knew it was something somewhat Mexican. This is delightful. It has those little sticks in it.
Those are tortilla chips.
More caffeine. Can I have the sticks, please?
I can't help it. I'm telling you, the coffee in Chicago is explosive. I drove the Suburban up here with a car full of radio people.
A lot of chatter.
That.
Guess a lot of chatter, a lot of face rubbing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Those bridge abutments look tempting. There we go. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I'm in the Napa mobile version at courtesy of WLS Chicago. Thank you to Michael Garay, along with John and John, for helping out today. Special guest joining me in the studio.
Oh.
He is a young, handsome comedian, Willie Griswold. Hey, Willie.
Hey, how's it going?
Willie, how are you?
Good. Very handsome, Josh. Always handsome.
Wow. Always handsome.
Oh, my God.
The day finally come.
I think it's time to get my stuff and go on down the road.
I knew
the end would be like this. Yep.
I should point out, you can hear it. Can you hear at the Navy Federal Credit Union desk the lovely Christy Lee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now,
hi,
can
Willie.
You can you
hey,
hear
Christy,
the
good morning?
You can hear the very handsome Joshua.
Yes.
Did you know that the OrangeInsoles.com sports desk, Chick McGee's already got his first two games in the NCAA men's college basketball. Actually, he got him right.
Oh, really? Who'd you go with, Chick?
I went. I had Fairley Dickinson and Belmont Wilbur, and they both came in. Yeah.
Willie, fresh from. His date with Christy Lee's daughter.
Yeah, how'd that go, Willie?
Wait, we went on a date?
Oh, I know you don't call it dating anymore.
You're the only
smell
two
his
people
hand.
I know in Chicago.
Smell his
Willie.
Hand.
Christy, I promise I was not here for this ruse. I'm very sorry. I've never seen your daughter. If I did, I'd be very kind to her.
Griswold and a Lee, they're breeding.
Can you imagine?
Oh, we have to make this happen.
Willie is a traveling comedian. You're going to be in Cincinnati in just a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm featuring for Sean Donnelly at Go Bananas.
Great club, great guy.
April 4th through 7th. Sean's the best. I love him a lot.
Yeah, so Willie stopped by to say hi. He lives in Chicago. I am in Chicago on what we call business, although in my case, let's get serious. Are you kidding me? Well, hang out with us, Willie. We got a lot of stuff to get to here.
I have a story for you, Tommy.
Okay, what is it?
Pennsylvania State Police are looking for a woman. Did you see this?
No.
Who defecated inside a store and spread her defecant 500 feet across carpet.
Oh, wow. That's really some expert spreading. A lot of defecant. 500 feet, you say?
Lehigh Valley.
That's like one pad of butter.
Wow.
One pad of butter on a whole piece of French bread.
Oh.
Lehigh Valley Live reports the incident happened Sunday at stores in Upper Milford Township.
Wait a minute, apparently it included
an antique mall and a pizzeria. Troopers at the...
Isn't 500 feet longer than a football field? Yeah. It's 100 yards is 300 feet.
Quite a trail.
Troopers at the Fogelsville Barracks say the woman defecated herself, then walked around the store, causing damage to around 500 feet of carpet.
All right, so she crapped her pants, walked around, and just...
500
tracked feet. It everywhere.
Yes. She's described as 6 feet tall with gray shoulder-length hair, a blue jacket, and a pink purse.
Handsome woman.
State troopers say she left in a red Honda Accord and are asking anyone with information or who smell her to call state police.
She does resemble a late-night horror movie host. So people stay on the lookout for her.
Man.
It is rough.
Yeah, that's too much poop everywhere.
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure
feet.
What... problem was, but
bad story.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Talking to herself during the whole thing.
Yeah.
What else is happening, Christy?
Speaking of highways, in a sign of respect, I should spell that out: RESPECT. The Michigan Legislature is expected to honor the late Queen of Soul with a highway designation. The Michigan House has voted to designate a portion of M10 in Detroit as the Aretha L. Franklin Memorial Highway. James Corden will be making an encore appearance at the Tony Awards. He will return to handle hosting chores at the 73rd annual Tony set for June. And we've all been in a restaurant when they come out and sing happy birthday to somebody celebrating, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, this was cool. An Oscar-winning actor serenaded Samantha Aragon this past weekend.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No. Tom Hanks.
That's about a ripoff. Cuba Gooding, they should rip that Oscar away from him.
Samantha Aragon was dining at an Albuquerque, New Mexico restaurant.
How many sides is an Aragon? 9? 10?
No, I thought it was rosemary, thyme, saffron, Aragon.
That's right, yeah. Sorry.
It's a spice, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Christy, sorry.
Hanks is in Albuquerque filming a sci-fi drama titled Bios.
It's not called Cash in a Check?
Oh, my God. I thought it was
it's not called Rita Wants a New House?
Jesus.
Thought it was Rita's a sweet story?
He's the nicest guy in show business.
No joke.
So he, but he came out, or did he see that the servers were all singing and he joined them, or did he?
I don't know the details. She just, maybe that's what happened, but he ended up
Well, we can speculate
along.
All day if you want.
I don't know. I don't have any.
Or it will just seem like we're speculating all day.
Celebrating birthdays today.
Oh, here we go. Here's something. Maybe Tom Hanks is listening.
Director, comedian Carl Reiner is 97 today. Ooh.
Man, God bless him.
He's the best.
Just one of the true comedic legends.
That obituary is ready to go.
did you take your AH pills today?
I'm just saying.
He and Mel Brooks
have dinner every night. Yeah.
Good for them, man.
Actor Hal Linden, 88 today.
Is that Barney Miller?
Barney Miller.
Good Lord. Because he's also known for... Barney Miller, that's right.
I saw Hal Linden.
On Broadway.
He's an excellent Broadway actor.
Yeah, I saw him in a version of Camelot.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
was it a porno called Camelot?
Wow.
Are rules different in Chicago?
Is there some kind of FTC? Man, in front of your son. Really?
I have no clue who this guy is. I've got no idea.
That's right. I'm Charlie Granger. That's right. And Willie Granger.
Willie, my apologies. You're not going to know any of these people. Well, you might know Spike Lee. Spike Lee.
Hang on a second. I got a trivia question for you. I'll direct this to young Jessica. Hal Linden plays what musical instrument?
Jesus Christ.
Do you know this chick?
Is it the kazoo?
No.
I'm going to go clarinet.
Clarinet, I believe, is correct.
Oh,
correct.
I do too. Look, we have a lot in common.
There you go. Jessica played clarinet, didn't you?
Right. I did not.
I didn't know you played clarinet either.
Well, it was like last time it was in junior high. It's pretty rusty right now.
Do you like to
literally
rusty clarinet? Wrap your lips around the licorice stick.
There it is.
Need a few more reeds.
Barney Miller, one of the finest TV themes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, a great comedian was one of the stars of that show.
Yep,
Steve
Landisberg.
He is really or was really
was
good.
Was
and
terrific.
Who evidently was like 10 or 15 years older than
yes
than he, what they,
he famously
the
yes
he was.
Yeah. Yes he famously gave them the wrong birthday when he arrived in Hollywood and pulled that off for years.
Good
for
wow. Him. Oh, this is such a cool
very
tune.
Very 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 jazzy.
Very nice, very nice.
Some nice bass.
So it's
here.
Also Spike Lee's birthday.
Yep, it is.
Is he bitching that other people have birthdays today too?
Probably.
And he can't take it? What
Here's
a
one
whiny
for you.
Baby.
I found a birthday one for you though.
Oh, okay.
Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Orr is 71 today.
Ah.
There you go.
Bobby Orr. What?
Bobby Orr Billy?
Bobby Orr Billy Orr?
All right, here's another one. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Pat Riley, 74 today.
Jackets.
I'm done with birthdays.
Okay, thank you very much, Christy. That
You're
was
welcome.
Very nice of you. We appreciate it very much.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.